Armo.
KJ4WBB.
DJW, AA4RM, you ready?
W4DJW.
I'm having some issues getting into Echo Link. It says I'm connected, but it's not showing any stats over on the right. Got any ideas?
I see you in there. What if you try to use it? What if you hit transmit? Does it work?
I have a mic hooked up to it. It says cannot open wave device. I don't have a mic hooked up to it. Usually I can see people when they're logged in, but tonight I'm just not seeing anything.
With only 7 minutes until the net, you don't have enough time to reboot. Do you? I'd log out and log back in and see if that makes any difference. But you are logged in. I see you there.
Is anybody else in there? I'll just ask for station there now.
Yeah, KG4WBV is in there right now at the moment.
I'll just ask for them to get in and stop between. Let's see. Thank you, sir. I'm going to try. I've got a SSD on this computer, but I don't want
Are you logged in with your computer or with your cell phone?
Oh, I don't even have it on the cell phone yet. That's what I was thinking about doing. I'm not sure I'll make it.
Okay. You are kind of crackly right now. I don't know if you've got any more, or I might be kind of crackly too. At the beginning of the net, it's like there's some static on the repeater or something. But anyway, if you got any more power, it's your audio is kind of low down in that crackly noise.
Yeah, I'm receiving full strength. I'll raise my power a little bit.
All right, when you raise your voice, you come right up above it. No problem. Anyway, I'll catch you on the net in about 6 minutes. AA4RM, W4DJW.
5 minutes away, AA4RM.
JW, K4OIM.
Hey, Walt, I saw your email a little while ago. It may have bounced because my email inbox was full, but I deleted half of everything I had, so it's wide open now. But I responded to it and told you that I'll pick it up tomorrow night, no problem.
Yeah, I hate that. I've been trying to get the shack moved, and finally this friend of mine, he's coming over with his, he moves mobile homes. He's going to come over here and hook up to it and move it over there to the new place. And I've got to take and run the power from my shack up into the breaker box outside and get my 2-meter antenna up so that I'm sorry, Dave, but there's just no way I could see that I could do it.
Hey, Walt, don't worry about it. We appreciate it when you can call the net. Too much to worry about it when you're in the process of moving right now. You're excused from that responsibility. But go ahead, get your shack like you want. Take your time, get it up. We'll cover for you while you're gone. Don't sweat it. No problem.
Have it up next Tuesday night. And maybe some night you'll need me to fill in and take the place of someone else who can't fill in. 7-3, Dave.
Okay, well, we might just do that, because I don't know if John's going to be ready for next month or not. We'll check. We'll see. Anyway, W4DJW, stand by for net.
CQ, Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Good evening. Your net control tonight is AA4RM. Alpha Alpha 4 Romeo Mike. My name is Robert. I'm in Easley, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain at an elevation of 3,500 feet, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. This repeater has an effective radiating power of 100 watts and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs that are licensed are invited to check into the net. You can also check in via our EchoLink node, W4MYK-R, or you can check in via our website, brars.cc, that's brars.cc, anytime prior to the net. Do we have any announcements or bulletins for the net tonight? If so, please call AA4RM. Hearing none, we'll begin our check-in tonight. I'd like to remind you that this is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in, and as you do, please give us your call, your name, your location, and let me know if you are going to remain on the net for the RAG-2 portion. again tonight with our pre-net check-ins from the website, and that includes W4FCM, that's Fred TR, he brings along Isla, N4IEI, got Andy in Table Rock, KI4LZI, KD2RKN, Jason is in Williamson, KA5WLL, Leroy, and Leroy is checking in tonight. Taylor, appreciate you being there, Leroy. KC4W, that's Bill. And Bill is an Anderson. N2SUB, Jim in Southern Greenville County. KJ4CTD, Wyatt in Blue Ridge. KO4BDM, Jim and Taylor's. N1DMB, David in Cookson-Ville. KJ4RQZ. KJ4RQZ, that's Nathan in TR, KD9MKR Scott in Simpsonville. And we've also got in, let me pull this back over here, sorry. Got too much open on my screen tonight. N4DJC, I believe I got Leroy in Anderson, and KD9MKR before that. That was Scott in Simpsonville. And so that's all we have on our pre-net check-in tonight. Let me make sure I didn't miss anybody. I don't believe I did. And before we begin our regular check-ins, let's see if we have anyone connected via our EchoLink. No, EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call AA4RM.
4RM. Check in. Kilo 4, Zulu, Zulu, X-ray. K4ZZX. This is Steve. We're over here at the base of Parrish Mountain in beautiful Greenville County. We're negative and negative tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net. 73s all around.
Hello, Foxtrot 4, Charlie Kilo Tango, John. I'm in Honey Pass. Good evening, and good evening to everyone on the net. And I'll just be short time tonight.
Recognizes K4ZZX, Steve, at the base of Parrish Mountain, and KF4CKT, John, in Honeyabat. Any other stations, EchoLink only, EchoLink stations only, please call Alpha Alpha 4 Romeo Mike.
This is Kilo Golf 4 Whiskey Bravo Bravo, that's KG4WBB. My name is Steve, I'm at home in Martinez. Good to hear everybody in on the Blue Ridge. Martinez, Georgia, by the way.
Net control, please check in. Kilo November 4, Romeo Juliet November, John in Brown Summit, North Carolina, negative and negative.
4RM, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KG4WBB, Steve checking in from down in Martinez, Georgia. Steve, appreciate you being with us tonight on Echo Link. And KN4RJN checking in from Brown Summit, North Carolina, John. Hear you from the new location. Appreciate you checking in on Echo Link tonight. Okay, since this is Tuesday night, we'll begin our over-the-air check-ins with, I'm sorry, this is Monday night. We'll begin trying to get this week done. Since it's Monday, we'll begin with the Echo Through Hotel group. If the suffix of your call begins with E through H for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AA4RM.
Net control. Control, this is November 4, Hotel Charlie, N4HHC, Warren and Taylor's, negative and negative tonight.
Checking in and out, KO4ACA, Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Charlie Alpha, Bill in Greenville, I'll be negative and negative.
Control. Check in, Kilo Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu, November, Harry in Cameron, North Carolina, and we'll be negative, negative tonight. Thanks.
Now, Kilo Oscar 4, Echo, Yankee Victor, this is David, and I'm mobile in Mount Pole, South Carolina, 73.
One more time, we've got a lot of static on the machine tonight. I missed the pre-check.
It's Kilo Oscar 4, Echo Yankee Victor, KO4EY.
Appreciate it, and we'll stop here. This is A4RM and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and we'd like to recognize Warren and Taylor's in 4HHC, KO4ACA, Bill in Greenville, KC4EZ, and Harry checking in from Canberra, North Carolina.
in Simpsonville, Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, KN4HPP, I'll be negative and negative. Please also check in my husband Mark, Whiskey 2, Mike Juliet Bravo, W2MJB. He'll be negative and negative also. Thank you for calling the net.
Recognizes KN4HTP, Miss Wendy, in Simpsonville with her husband W2MJB Mark. Both of them at one time or another will call the net during the week, so be sure to listen for them. All right, we'll move to the next group, which is India through Lima. If the suffix of your call begins with the letters I through L, you'd like to check into Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AA4RM.
AA4RM. Hello, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative, playing 73s for each one of you.
AM, please check in, Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, W4IOE, see it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thank you for calling the net. No traffic, no comments, good evening to everybody.
AA4RM. Robert, please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. 7-3.
AM, please check in. Kilo, Golf, 4. Lima, Papa, Foxtrot, Sam, and Slab Town. 73s to you. Thank you for calling the net.
4RM. Again, Kilo, Oscar, 4. Juliet, Kilo, Victor. This is Duncan in Asheville. No traffic, no comment this evening. 73 to everybody on the net.
RM with Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KK4JFO, James in Tuxedo, W4IOE, Sid and Fletcher. And moving down to South Carolina, we got Larry and Donna checking in from Greer, KK4JBQ. Good to hear you, Larry. KC4MFK. And we've got KG4LPF, that's Sam in Slabtown. And KO4JKZ, Duncan, checking in from Asheville. Any other stations, we're in the India through Lima group. Please call Alpha Alpha 4 Romeo Mike. Can't see if anybody's logged in on Echo Link or not, but we'll try one more time for Echo Link stations. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call Alpha Alpha 4 Romeo Mike.
AA4RM, please recognize Kilo 4 Denver Golf, K4YNG Fletch, and Easley. We're negative and negative.
Recognizes K4YNG, Fletch. Sounding good and easily tonight. Fletch, are you back home?
Unfortunately, I'm in room 225 at the hospital, and I am panicky.
Fletch, been thinking about you, trying to keep up with you going on. I was hoping you'd gotten home by now, but we'll continue to think about you, man. Appreciate you checking in with us tonight. Any other stations, Echo Link only, call AA4RM. None, we'll move to the Mike through Papa group. The suffix of your call begins with M through P for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call AA4RM.
My wife, Linda. Kilo Golf 4, Quebec, Lima, Quebec. We're in Piedmont. Good evening, you and everybody on the net. We'll just be in and out.
RM, NK4OSH, Kilo 4, Oscar, Sierra Hotel, Pat in Malden, no traffic. No comment. Thank you, sir.
Good group there. This is AA4RM on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing Lorena and Rick in Piedmont, KK4ONO and KK4DMW, bringing along KM4MOQ, Miss Michelle Winham. Appreciate you being here tonight with the family. We've got Walton Inman, K4OIM, and then KG4PFI, KG4QLQ, Don and Linda checking in from Piedmont tonight. Thanks for being there, Don. Appreciate it. And K4OSH, Mr. Pat in Malden. Any other stations, M through P for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call Alpha Alpha 4 Romeo Mike. Group now, Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call AA4RM.
RM, this is W9STS, Whiskey 9, Sierra, Tango, Sierra, Dane, Simpsonville, negative and negative.
4RM, check in Whiskey, November 4, Sierra, Chris and Lyman, I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and all of that.
4RM, this is Kilo Echo 6, Tango Charlie Golf.
Check in Kilo Golf 4, Whiskey, November, Papa, landed portable, Degasville, in and out.
RM in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, let's back up there and let one finish. W9STS, it's Dan in Simpsonville, I'd recognize you. Whiskey November 4 Sierra, WN4S Chris in Lyman, and we've got KE6TCG. If you give me your name and your city, please, sir.
Harriet Taylor's KE6TCG.
Kilo Echo 6, Tango Charlie Golf. Harry checking in from Taylor's. And Landon's home tonight, Dexville, KG4WNP. Appreciate you checking in with us tonight. All right, let's see if we have any other stations. Quebec through Tango, Q through T, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call AA4RM.
Romeo Lima X-ray, pilot and stall maker, negative and negative, 73 stall.
Recognizing November 4, Romeo Lima X-ray, Mr. Pilot, cross anchor. Appreciate you being here, pilot. All right, we'll move to the uniform through Zulu group now. The suffix of your call begins with U through Z. For Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AA4RM.
AA4RM. Please check in and out, Kilo Juliet 4, Uniform, Hotel, X-ray, Jamie. Also, Kilo Juliet 4, Yankee, Lima, November, my wife, Sabrina. We're in Chesney, South Carolina, check us in and out.
4 X-ray Bravo, K4 XB, Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
K4RM, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing Jamie, KJ4UHX, and he brings along Lorena. They both in Chesney, and I need to get Lorena's call. You were a little bit under the crackles there, Jamie, and my memory is not 3-year good enough.
First of all, it's Sabrina, and her call is Kilo Juliet 4, Yankee, Lima, November, KJ4YLM.
That's what I had written down. I don't know why I said Lorena. I was thinking about 10 lines up. KJ4YLN. Sabrina, thanks for checking in. And we got Tommy in Southern Greenville County, K4XB. Thanks for taking your time to be with us tonight. All right, we're looking for Uniform through Zulu, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call AA4RM.
RM. Please check in Kilo Mike 4, Zulu Echo Quebec, KM4ZEQ, Kyle in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
Kilo X-ray 4, Yankee Mike, Scott,
Greenville, negative and negative. Also my bride, Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Charlie Delta. And my daughter, Kilo Oscar 4, India, Lima, India. Both named Mary.
AA4RM with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KM4ZEQ, Mr. Kyle in Simpsonville. Thanks for being there tonight, Kyle. And we've got Scott, Mary, and Mary, KX4YM, KO4ACD, and KO4ILI. All checking in from Greenville tonight, Scott. Thanks for bringing the family along. Okay, Lyle, I'll turn the corner. We'll go back to the Alpha through Delta group. If the suffix of your call begins with A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call Alpha, Alpha 4, Romeo Mike.
4RM. Robert, this is Glenn, Kilo Delta 2, Bravo November Golf, KD2BNG. I'm in Gray Court. No traffic, no comments, just check me in and out. And thanks for calling in.
I am. WD4DYH. Johnny, that was it. No traffic, no round table. Enjoyed the meeting tonight. And thank you for calling in.
RM. Please check in. Kilo, Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2BYQ. David in Heasley. No traffic, no comment. 73 is to you and everybody on the net tonight.
4RM. In Kilo Oscar 4, Bravo Victor Hotel. This is Brian in Greenville. Negative and negative.
4 Romeo Mike. Good evening, neighbor Robert. Please check in. KI4DOS. Gary. Also K3JOY. That's my sweet little bride Joy. We're at home and easy. I'll be here, Robert. Good evening to you and Miss Bonnie and all on the net.
Huge group here. Let's see. Go back up to. You got Ken in Great Court, KD2BMG. Good to have you, Ken. WD4DYH, Johnny, checking in from Traveler's Rest. It was a good meeting tonight, Johnny. I hope we can get Jason's program up on the website because there's some things on there I'd love to see again. And for people who missed it, they missed a good one. KB2BYQ, that's David. He's over here at Easley. Appreciate you being there, David. KO4BVH, Brian in Greenville. And KI4DOS, Gary. And K3JOY, Joy. They're both in Easley. Gary, we'll be back to you for some comments in a few minutes. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call AA4RM. Stations all the way through the alphabet. A through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Late stations, please call AA4RM.
In and out, Kilo Oscar 4. India Sierra Golf, Kilo 4, ISG, Danny. Over here in the metropolis of Gastonia, North Carolina. 73 is through the net.
AA4RM. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta, Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative. Thanks for calling that tonight, Robert.
4RM, please check in WB4 Fox Echo Echo Dan over northern Simpsonville. And just check me in and out tonight, please. Hope you have a good week. And sound like you got a good net going.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4. Lima Alpha Oscar, Jim and Traveler's Rest. I'm negative and negative. 73 to all on the net.
A4RM with Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KO4ISG. That's Danny. Good signal from Gastonia tonight, Danny. Thanks for being there. W4DJW Dave in Greer and WB4FEE Dan. Northern Simpsonville, round out the D's tonight, and we've got KO4LAO Jim in Traveler's Rest, and it is a pretty good net tonight. We're at 62 right now. I think that's about the most I've ever had on a Blue Ridge net, and maybe we'll turn the corner here at 9:30 and get some more. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, or any stations for EchoLink? We'll leave you time here. Any EchoLink stations, please call AA4RM. None. We'll close the formal portion of the net and thank you for checking in. If you want to secure it, you may do so, but make sure to be here tomorrow night and every night for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. You can check in over the air through our portal on the Boris.cc website or on our echo link, W4NYK-R. So, well, thank you for checking in. We'll begin the rag tube portion and come back between rag tubes here and see if we can get anybody else to check in. And let's see, Gary, KI4DOS, you're about it tonight. Like I said, this is about the biggest net I think I've ever had. And I could go back to about 322 of them. you doing all right tonight? Hope you enjoy both doing good.
We're RM in the net, KI4DOS. Well, let the man on the mountain have his say. Joy and I are both doing well. I can't complain about anything. We're just kind of staying in, you know, like most everybody else, trying to stay safe and healthy, doing the best we can with that. Didn't do a whole lot today. Helped Joy in the house a little bit. She can't run the vacuum cleaner because of her back. So I got the vacuum out today and vacuumed up the house a little bit, helped her out a little bit. And later this afternoon, it got pretty nice outside. Went outside for a little bit. It was too wet to do much, but I was out there, I don't remember what time it was now. It was about 2:30, 3 o'clock, somewhere in that neighborhood. I thought it had quit raining, and all of a sudden it started raining on me.
A little bit, even through the sunshine, I believe, this afternoon, but it did turn out to be a pretty day. Yeah, I get to vacuuming sometimes. I get real guilty sometimes when I see Bonnie working so hard cleaning house, and I can grab a vacuum, so I'll do that. And maybe throw some clothes between the washing machine and the dryer. That way I don't have to move too much, and I can let my arm do all the work with the vacuum equipment.
I'm glad I'm not the only one that runs things around the house. But I'm the boss at my house. I have my wife's permission to say so. But anyway, good hearing Fletch on here tonight. I hadn't heard him since he had to go to the hospital. Hope he's on his road to recovery. Good hearing Don and some of the older folks that have started coming back and checking in with us. Old Dan and Jamie up there in Chesney, him and Sabrina. There's been a lot of those folks that have been away for a while, but you know, it kind of goes in cycles, Robert. We used to have real high numbers, and then it dwindled off, and then it went back up, and then now it's dwindling off, and then it's starting picking back up again, which is a good thing. But we need to get more people out here in radio land that are not afraid of that microphone. It won't bite them if they pick it up and talk a little bit, but they might have other things to do.
Daylight saving time going to come up here in a couple of weeks, and that's going to spread the nighttime out a little bit. So by the time 9 o'clock gets here, it's going to be going to seem like a little bit earlier. Maybe that'll help us a little bit. Let me break, see if I can get you more check-ins here. This is AA4RM with KI4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet, please join us. Call AA4RM.
A4RM. Permission to call KI4DOS.
AA4RM in the net. Go ahead.
Well, I wanted to thank you so much for getting the little rubber ducky antenna. Turned out that the corner of the building that, as luck would have it, I couldn't get out of the couldn't make it out of the building or your trouble to get it for me. And I'm going to settle up with you on the rubber ducky. But that was an awful nice thing to do.
ING, KI4DOS. Well, Fletch, that wasn't a problem. And Robert's actually the one that I got the antennas from. He had a couple extras laying around, and I got those from him, and he was very nice to help you out in that respect. I just didn't mind being a middleman. But I hope you are on the road to recovery. Hope you get out of there real soon, and look forward to being able to come see you at your house when you get back home.
This K4YNG. Well, I'll be in the home than it is being in the hospital. I'll tell you what, the convenience here is so much than what I had in the hospital that it's just wonderful with my lift and my wheelchair, my shower. It was just wonderful to be back. And besides that, I lay in my bed for many while I couldn't fall. So I'm an awful happy man.
Well, you keep stay on that road recovery, get well, and I'll let you turn it back over to Robert. You have a good evening, and again, we got you on our prayer list, and we'll be thinking about you, Lynch. Tell Miss Hester we said hello. K4YNG, KI4DOS, back to net.
Thanks for taking time to speak with us. Glad you can get on the EchoLink there and talk to us. Sorry that the antennas didn't work out, but you just hang on to them. Don't worry about that. I told Gary I've got several of them laying around here that I've upgraded from and lost the radios or whatever, so you just keep them. I'm glad somebody can put them to some use. But we appreciate you being here. All right, any other stations? Check in to the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. All the way through the alphabet, A through Z, please call AA4RM. KI4DOS, back to you, this AA4RM.
K4RM in the net, KI4DOS returning. Well, Robert, you and Johnny mentioned the meeting tonight. I forgot it was the first Monday. Are they having it at the Red Cross building, or are they still doing it via computer?
No, we're still doing it with GoToMeeting. The Red Cross hasn't let us back in yet. They say that, I don't know, I think Johnny's been in touch with them. They said just wait till we hear from them. One of these don't call us, we'll call you things. But I think they're still kind of got their building locked down. Well, my work building's still locked down, except for the five or six people that actually come in to work every day. We're not letting anybody from the public come in. I guess that's kind of what they're scared about. But we had a real good meeting tonight. Jason put on a real good overall ham radio how-to in 10 minutes, which was really good. I hope he puts it up on the website, because it was a good little presentation. Getting back to the basics. And I think that's what it is. I think a lot of us now are getting back to the basics. I'm having to remember how to get antennas up. I got a J-pole up that the big element broke off of, and I've got to get that down and get another one back up. And I've got an HF vertical I want to get planted in the ground out here to see if it can work any better than my antenna I've got. I'm really waiting for spring to get here, Gary. I'm ready.
Joy and I were talking about that earlier, and it seems like spring, you know, if you look at the short long-range forecast, you know, like for the next 2 weeks, it's supposed to start getting pretty and drying up a little bit, so, you know, be cloudy and that sort of thing. But the temperature is supposed to be up there real close to 70, and I don't know that I'm ready for this early of a spring. But the good news is I don't control the weather. But anytime you want to do something with those antennas, just give me a holler. And if I'm not busy, I'll run over and see what we can do. But how do you get onto that club meeting, Robert? Is it on the web on the Brawler's webpage?
Well, if your dues are paid, you should be getting an invite to it. If Johnny's got your email address, send send Johnny an email and make sure he's got you on the list, because I got mine last week to remind me. And it's just a, I can't remember who's setting us up with it with their GoToMeeting account, but it's good. There were about 12 of us. I think 16 people had checked in tonight total. So that was a real good meeting.
JI4LZI.
Go ahead, Andy.
This has been a long time since I've heard you doing that. You're about 2 or 3 years, but I can't even get in to do our own over here by that. But if you go to the webpage, the Brad webpage there, Johnny's got all the information right there regarding it, right there on the webpage, on the homepage. JI4LZI, y'all go ahead.
They did some updating on the web page, on the whole website this week, so there have been some changes, and they've been actively updating that. So, Gary, I guess you and I both need to go look and see what's on there.
Hey there, Robert. Oh, we'll get it figured out one way or the other. But I do appreciate the information there, Andy. Andy's a world of information up there, Robert. He kind of hides in the background, but that man's got a lot of knowledge up there in that noggin of his. I'm glad he came in there and let us know. Other than that, Robert, that's about all I've got over here on this end of town. Maybe you'll pick another rag chewer up or somebody else will have something to say. I'll turn it back over to you and let you carry on with it. You and Bonnie have a good evening, and we will talk to you later. Enjoyed it there, young man. KI4DOS, back to net.
A4RM with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with KI4DOS. Okay, Gary, appreciate it. Yeah, and Bonnie said it was good to see you the other day when you came by. And she says, hey, now she's doing clothes tonight. So she's in and out of here grabbing stuff. All right, this is AA4RM with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and we're about to close out. If you have any late check-ins all the way through the alphabet, or if anybody would like to recheck for some rag chew, please call now. 39, stand by for the net report. RM secure at the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, but thanks for checking in, and we'll return the repeater back to normal amateur U73. Good night.
AA4RM, KI4LZI.
Go, Andy.
With this hamshackhotline.com business?
I am not, sir.
Don't tell me you was. We've got two options that we're doing over here right now. One, you know what I'm thinking about Zoom, and the other, this hamshackhotline.com. It's a kind of a setup that's DJW's probably familiar. K4BAN Alex over Clemson, he's the one that put us on it over here. He's familiar, and most of us that's out here on a regular basis has phones that's set up just for that. And we kind of do a combination of Zoom and that, and that's how you might say, tend to make.
Familiar with it. I remember him talking about it. It's been around a while, hasn't it?
Hey, I didn't know anything about it till this winter. And Mandel programmed this phone for me to work here where I'm at, and that's how you might say, make.
Familiar with the concept. I wasn't sure how far along it had gotten. I remember hearing people talk about it when they first started setting it up. But if you've got a phone that's capable of doing that, you can get it working. I don't know if anybody in this club around this area has been doing it, though. Sounds like it'd be very interesting, and I could probably grab a couple of phones from work that would work on it, because we're about to change out our whole phone system and go to a cloud-based system. So that may be something I can do with one of those phones.
But I hear them say, Mandel tells me over there at Walmart, they're on a total different type of setup. so their phones wouldn't work. But Alex over here, Clemson, he's one of the group over here owned all this. Three-fourths of everybody in Cook now has these phones, and if you got one, I just use it through my HughesNet satellite system here, and I hear every word, because I was able to do the Zoom meeting the first time I done it, but they made some kind of change, and I'm far from being the computer expert that some of you are, and I ain't been able to do it again, so I just fall back on the Hamshack hotline phone.
Roger. Well, I can't speak intelligently about it, so I'll just keep reading and see what I can come up with on that, but it does sound like something that would be interesting. I've been looking at Winlink, doing some Winlink stuff. I got to do, it's not new to me, ICOM 7100 radio, and it's got pretty good built-in sound card and stuff like that. So I'm thinking about doing some more interfacing with that, and would be able to use it without having to use any other kind of interface. It'll get straight to the computer. So I'm thinking about doing some things with that. And there's a million things we could do as a ham, Andy. So I know what you're talking about.
That's what I use. VAN Alex over Clemson is one to let mind on everybody know about it. Three-fourths of us has it, and we use one way or the other, and that's the way I primarily use it, because I can't get the other to work reliably every time. So I didn't know. I know Robert Webster's aware of this. He's got one of these Hamshack hotline phones, because I saw him on that phone book page. It's on that website where he had one, and he and I've talked a time or two on there, so I didn't know who did or who didn't, but I just thought I'd mention it to you.
That's something else I can look into, too, and maybe bring it up on the net. And also, I should have made that other announcement during the net, but I forgot to. Hang on just a second. I'll pull it back up. Something you might be interested in. There's going to be a free conference coming up in April about emergency communications. Go ahead and talk. Let me find the link here.
Mandel's email address.
Oh, yeah, I got that. You want to write this down. It's www.comacademy, comacademy.org. They're having a conference coming up in April 10th and 11th. It's going to be virtual. You can listen to it on your computer. I'm going to have a lot of good talking on that, talking about emergency communications and amateur radio in general. Anybody else listening, but it's going to be a free conference, www.comacademy.org. But I'll send Mandel some information about this, and also see if he's got any information about that Hamshack hotline.
Send that to him so he can get it out to all the group over here, but not just me, but everybody. And he's got two, believe it or not, but being that he's kind of the head leader, he's got one that's for WX4PG and WR4XM. It's kind of a, like I said, you have to go to that website and look it over and look at the, I didn't believe this, but I saw on there there's people from other countries that's on that, not just here in the U.S., but everywhere else, and I had no clue about it.
Basically, it's taken what they're doing for businesses and just making it worldwide, and having your own little switchboard there. Is what I think they're doing. I guess I'll have to look into it some more. But it looks like they're just they're some open source bulletin boards. We can do that for anybody wanting to do around here. They're just doing it on a big scale, which is wonderful. Everything else breaks. Maybe that'll work too. I don't know. Got to depend on the internet for that, though, I'm afraid.
That bad thing about this, you know, you're dependent on the internet, and you know how most everybody likes to take a cell phone, which is like an HT around with them now. This here's kind of like the old-fashioned setup, at least the way mine is. I got to be here to use. You can't just carry it around. So there is things that's kind of got disadvantages to it. That's kind of why over here they're using a combination of both. For ignoramuses like me that has a hard time getting the Zoom up on a reliable basis, I just turn to that and I hear the meeting as it goes on, you might say, like tomorrow night.
Appreciate you filling me in on that, Andy. I'm going to have to run. I got to go get the shower and hit the bed so I can get up running in the morning. But I appreciate your information on that and the other things tonight. KI4LZI, this is AA4RM. Andy, best to you.
I didn't mean, but being that you work at the commercial radio station down there, a year from now, they still going to be carrying the Rush Limbaugh show?
I don't know. They've probably got enough tape to do it. We're waiting to hear what they're going to replace him with. I don't have a clue. But they've probably got enough on tape to run him for the next 10 years and not hear the same thing more than twice.
Hearing the best of, but unfortunately, though, there's current events still going on, and that's the bad thing about someone that's deceased. They can't comment on the next things. I just thought you might have an idea. KI4LZI.
Yeah, we're still waiting to find out, Andy. AA4RM, 7-3.